This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Kelim Perikei Mishnehei. Musaf HaTanur Shobali Batim Tohor. Something that's added to the Tanur. If it's a Tanur of Bali Batim, it's Tohor. V'shol Nachtoim, if it's of a baker, it's Tomei. That means if it's a professional oven, then it's considered a chelik of the Tanur. And it's Mekabel Tumum. V'pneishu Soim Mecholov Zashpud. Because he puts on it, the Shpud is the stick that he roasts the basar with, Tzemel, it's a chelik of the Tanur because he puts something on it. Mishnah needs a hesper. If the piece is considered a tesefis, is it attached, then it's part of the kli. And if it's not part of the kli, then what's the difference if you do use it, you don't use it, and why should there be a difference between a professional oven and not a professional oven? So the Bi'ur HaDvarim is like this. This was some type of cemented on piece that they put on the top of the oven. It was something that was cemented with tit and it stuck out of the top of the oven. By a tanur shel balabatim, even though batim it's functional, because also you can put on a shbud, but it's not moisif. It's not considered part of the kli. By a tanur shel nachtoim, it's considered part of the kli. The chaznish is masber that if you're gluing on a piece that serves a regular kli, so once it has a hishtamshus of something that's shayich to the kli in some way, so avad it's added on, it's glued on, and it has a shimush, so avad it's part of the kli. Well, the problem over here is that the kli on the question is a tanur. And remember that we started the perek in Mishnah Aleph with the chiddush that the tanur, the teres keveh, has a dov ha-mekabel tum b'fnei atzmoi. Even shum the fact that it doesn't have a proper base kibul, all it has is a toich, but doesn't have a bottom. Or, because the kli is glued into ground, tanur, and it doesn't fit with the regular gedorim of a kli, which has to be metalta, not mekubel lekarka. So because of that, it's not enough that the functionality of this thing is attached to the tanur. The tanur itself would not be mekabel tumah, except it has a shem tanur, and the zenuk zeh zakosta, the tanur is mekabel tumah. So over here, the added-on piece has to have a shem tanur. It's not enough that it has a shem part of the kli. Because of that, the Chaznish explains, that's why over here, if it's an oven that's used by Nachtoimim. So there, the Rav explains that Nachtoimim would be rogel also in an oven to make tzliyas basa, to roast basa. So because of that, it's considered a tzorich for the ikka tashmish of the tanur. That means, theoretically, the same usage could be made by a tanur shol balabatim. However, balabatim, regular household use ovens, don't generally have the usage of tzliyas basa. So therefore, even though batzim now there's something functionally useful in the tzliyas basa, that you have the shpud, that you poke the basa, that you push the basa with, you have it and it could rest on the tanur, but that does not render it part of the tanur. That's the chiluk over here. Now we'll just add, which the Chaznish speaks out, that the cheshbon that we just made is because tanur kishala atzmoi, without the gzeis hakosav of the din tanur, would not be mekabel tumah. According to the shita that a tanur is not mekabel tumah at all because it doesn't have a base kibul, and because of that you need the gzeis hakosav, so that what we just said would be true even by a tanur shel metaltlin. However, according to the shita that the reason why a tanur is not mekabel tumah is because it's mechubal lekarka, if you have a tanur that's not mischaberes lekarka and it's metaltlin, so then it would be part of the kli and it would have the regular shem kli. Im kain, then over here would be mekabel tumah even by a musaf tanur shel balabatim. Rabbi Yechiel san loimer mipnei shu oifer by kishuhu nidchak. He holds that in order to have the shem tanur, like we just said, it has to be a usage which has to be meikir tashmish hatanur. And the Maaseh Hazeh, this musaf that's put on with tit mechuba to the side, is like an extra layer on the edge of the tanur, on the top, and it's shomer the choim of the tanur, but if and where you could bake on it to a certain extent. B'shas adchak, if a baker would have too much orders coming in, too many chalas or bilkul coming in, so he would put on the musaf hatanur, in the musaf hatanur, on the musaf hatanur, he would put also a loaf of bread, Because of that, that would render it a tzorich of the guf, a usage of the tanur, which is primarily lafia. That would already be part of the shame tanur. So Rabbi Yochanan is the sandler, is adding on more because of this necessity of making it part of the shame tanur. Tanakama holds it's enough where it has a tashmish for the person who's using it. If you have an added part, not to an oven, but you have a extra piece that's added on by a tit, it's cemented on outside a vat in which is cooked zeisim. After you squeeze the olives, they put them, they cook them. So you want to fill the vat all the way with water and put in the zeisim, but the water is going to spill over the side. So you put an extra piece to hold in the water when it bubbles. So over here also, the extra piece over here, this Musaf Hayyar is adding a shimush. And by the way, what we pointed out before is that the reason why this added piece is part of the kli is because it's functional. It has a usage. Which the Mufashim pointed out right away. We had earlier, we had the idea of a Ateres Kira. Ateres Kira is an added edge, but it's not really functioning as an extra usage. Therefore, it's not part of the kli. Over here, it does have functionality. The shaila is what type of functionality it has to have. So over here also, the functionality over here is that it adds to the usage of the yeri itself. So the halacha is that it's tomei. Now, we'll add that the whole chiddush, the way we explained before, which is totally in tanur and klicheres, all that is not again by yeri. Yeri is a regular pot. It's made out of mechoshes. It has bottom like any pot. So there's no reason why it shouldn't be mekabel tumah. The lumdus over here is not the same. The nekuda over here is that an added piece can be considered part of a kli when it has functionality of that kli. Stam an added piece would not be part of a kli. So that's what he's saying. The Musaf Yoyra, also there's a chiluk between whose pot it is. If it's for people that are shokei zeisim, so then tomei. Now, the reason why there's a chiluk over here between shulke zeisim that filled the pot and they put that extra piece on is because they filled the pot up all the way and then they don't want the water to bubble over the side, so they put up this extra musaf ayoyra. Saboyim are people that dye clothing, so they are making vats of heating up whatever grows that you extract the colors from. And over there, they don't want the pot to bubble all the way to the side because the exact color is very edel, is very exact. And if the pot will bubble up to the top and it'll hit the tit that's on the top as the musaf, it'll change the texture or the color of the seva, and therefore they don't fill it up all the way. So there's no need for it inside the etzim mishnamshus. And therefore, shel tzabor in aloch is tor. We don't see that as a usage that becomes part of the pot. So it's not from Kabbal Tum. Mishnah Vov. Tanur shenosam boy offer ad chetzioi. The son, he has a pot. A tanur. And he filled up half the tanur with earth. Me offer lamaton. The chelik of the tanur, the bottom chelik, which is full of offer. Mitame bimaga. The bottom of the oven will become tamei if something touches, that means nothing can be touched. It's under the sand. It's under earth. If a sheretz touches the chelik or elyon of the tanur, so then the bottom chelik, even the part that's buried underneath earth, sand, is considered a chelik of the tanur and it's mekabel tumah. Me'ofer lemalon, above where the offer is, mitame ba'avir, it's mitame if a sheretz is let into the avir of the tanur. Now, l'chayra, Tumas Tanur, Tumas Klicheres, is not Bimaga, it's Bavir. And if it's Bavir, it's the whole thing. So what's this? That if it's Bavir, then only a Chelik of it is Metame, but if it's Bimaga, the whole thing is Metame? So Teretz is going to have to say that Midereisa, it's not Metame at all. To say it's the Chelik that's on bottom, with its Tomun B'Techa offer, is Botum Imenu Shem Kli. If it's Oishem Kli, it's not Mekabel Tumah. Chazal, because Lamaisa is attached, gave it also a Din Tumah. But to make a Heker, they made Midrabonon that the Chelik or Elyon is Metame the Tachlan only when it's been Bimaga, like every other Tumah. Mashenkin, when it's Bavir, only the Chelik which is above, not the Chelik below, calls a nichnas into a heker. This is the mahalach of the Rav and the Rambam. L'maisim, when you look at other mufoshim, Rash and the Rosh, it's mavua big yisoid. This goes back to fundamental ideas that we discussed in the beginning of Perek Beis, which was the psicha, the old dinei klicheres in Perek Beis Mishnah Aleph, and it goes like this. The Rosh and the Rash explain over here that what's going on is that there's no tumas avir mechetzi v'lamata because there's no avir. Avir is only when there's open space. If there's offer, then there is no tumas avir. And therefore, if a sheretz borrowed underneath in the offer, the sheretz, when it dies, is not mitame that chedek of klim midin avir, because there is no avir. The avir is nizbatl al yidei the offer that's there. It's mitame the bottom of the kli, or rather the whole tanner, only bitumas maga. What the Mishnah means to say is the dead sheretz touched me offer melamato. Only if it touched the wall of the tanur does it become tame. On top of the offer where there's open space, over there it could be mitame bavir. Now this is the pshat. What's nizbar over here is that they hold that there is tumas maga by klicheres, by tanur. That means, ilule divreim, and we prove this from the Rambam in a few different nekudos, then that the Rambam holds there's no such thing as Tumas Maga by Klicheres. Klicheres is metame ba'avir, v'suloi. In Cain, if there's no avir, if botul shem avir, then it's not mekabel tumu. There's no way to transmit tumu. The Rash and the Rosh are mavur not that way, and that's the machlokes that we had over there then. The Rash and the Rosh are holding that there is Tumas Avir, but only when there's avir. There's also Tumas Maga. The Tumas Maga could be even when there's no avir. This is talking about a tanur. It's talking about a tanur before it was heated up. We learned earlier that the gemar of the oven is when it's heated up, when it gets hardened. So this is before it was completed. So it's not a dovish enigma malach, it's not mekabel tumah. And the tanur is as of yet not cemented into the ground because it's not a final product. But he puts it, Nisone al pi abor al pi ados, he puts it on top of a boir. A boir is a hole in the ground that's built from the ground. I'm sorry, a boir is a hole in the ground. The dos is where the ground goes up and it's dug into. So he puts it on something on top of the ground. Vinosan, there's empty space over there. Vinosan sham evan, he puts a rock to prop up the tanur in order that it shouldn't fall into the bar, to prop it up above the bar or above the dus. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, im masik melamaton, if he heated up the oven by making a fire in the karka bar, v'nisok v'hunisok melamalon, and with that the tanur becomes heated up, he made the fire below, and the tanur is not, the fire is not in the tanur, but the fire, it definitely heats it up. And with that, it becomes hardened by. And now you could bake in the oven. So now it's considered, the oven is considered mechubel karka, and it's like a regular tanur, and it has the regular dinim of tumah, of Kabbalah's tumah, of tanur. Tome. V'chom maimrim. It doesn't have to be that it's heated up from the karka in the bor in order to be considered a tanur. Even if the fire is lit inside the oven, it's not in the ground, tome. It's also tome. So Rav explains, why do you have to have a fire in the ground? What's the difference if the fire is in the ground? You're trying to make a gemar of the tanur. So what's the difference if the fire is in the oven or it's below the ground that's underneath the oven, and with that you're finishing up the product? Adrab, it sounds like if it's in the oven, it's worse. If it's in the ground, it should be less. What's going on over here? So the Rav explains that since the Torah talks Tanu v'kirayim yutots, we said it's a gzez hakosum, and it's called netitza, not shvir, it's not the regular klicheres. So he brings the Rav that ein shaykh loshen netitza ela b'mechub l'karka, so the tnai koid l'maisa of the Tanu becoming something that's mekabel tumah is that it was nigmar melachtoi as attached to the ground. That's what a Tanu is. We said that's cool for the Chiddush. that a kli should be mechubel lekarka and still mekabel tumah. That's good for the chiddush of tana. But it's more than that. It's not just the chiddush that's mekabel tumah despite the fact of mechubel tumah, but it actually gets a shame tanur only with this that the gemar melocha is when it's attached to the ground. So memele the yutatz is only the shame yutatz, the shame tanur is only chal when it's attached to the ground. It has to be that the fire is in the ground that heats up the tana that's above it, that's enough to render it considered attached to the ground. Mashenkin the Chacham hold, the Pasuk says, Tana v'kirayim yutotsu t'meim yu lochem is a ribuy, that even if the gemar shem tana is created above the tana sitting on a table and you light a fire and then that makes the nigma malachtoi, it's still chal on the shem tana. Nobody argues, speaks out the Rav, that the tanner is mekabel tumah even when it's metaltel. It doesn't have to be mechubel lekarka be metaltel. We had that earlier. The tanner, even when it's in a state of metaltel, it's mekabel tumah. But what makes it into a tanner? Only when it's nigma melachtoi be mechubel lekarka. That seems to be the machlokes over here. What we just explained is mavur in Rashi and Shabbos, daf kuf chofei, and the Rav and the Rash bring it by Richus.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.